The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The news.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
Da-da-da.
Bum, 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 bum. Did you guys watch the game last night? How about that Aaron Rodgers? Laszlo says he's the greatest of all time. I don't know if I agree with that. He's good, but I don't know about greatest of all time. But, you know, maybe you're right, because the media is just freaking out by his game last night. He threw a couple touchdowns and almost 300 yards. I guess maybe America's rooting for him, or maybe America roots for the Jets. Combination of the two, I'm really not sure, but...
He looked good.
You know, I guess there's some question, too, about whether or not he'll ever come back from that injury. That's yeah, that's just it. If they beat a, you know,
He's a good quarterback. He's going to have good games. There's no doubt about it.
Right, but I was a little surprised by how much people were talking about it. But I get it. It's Aaron Rodgers. He is one of the greatest players
and, you know, a big name.
And probably a lot of people rooting for him to recover, especially... People like me who are, you know, you're a little bit older, you tend to start to root for these guys as they age. Like,
Anti-vax.
Come on, show people you can still do it. Right, we think
voting
alike.
For Kennedy.
Listen to the same podcast. Exactly. Oh, we were both almost vice presidential candidates.
Both dated Danica Patrick.
Right. So that, personally, is why I root for him. But I think there's people that are in similar situations. But he had a good game.
Short shot, quick throw, good move. And despite hanging on to the shirt into the end zone, goes Alan Lazard.
Now, I still think Al Michaels is the best.
He was great last night.
He's just the best. He's the best.
I was thinking about that last night as I was watching the game. So it was Herb Street or whatever and Al Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday night was Collinsworth and Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
And Mike Tirico and Al Michaels sound similar to me. And I just thought, why did you fire or not rehire Al Michaels?
I don't understand it.
And, like, really, because I don't think anybody would listen. And even if you said he wasn't the best, even if you said Mike Tirico was better, like, nobody's not watching Monday Night Football because nobody's tuning in to Monday Night Football now that wasn't because Tirico is so much better.
Right.
And Tirico may be better, and he's younger, and I get it, but it was almost like, I was just thinking, like, why even do it?
But there's so few legends of broadcasting, sports broadcasting out there.
And Michaels and Collinsworth together were just...
They were great.
Yeah, you had the two greats, and Collinsworth... He still seems somewhat new to me, which is crazy because I know he's not new anymore. That shows my age a little bit. But I think there were people in the beginning, I heard people complain about him, and I really like him. And I think most of those people have come around.
People still complain about him. I think he's great.
I think a lot of them have come around.
I think he's the new Madden.
He is, right?
People used to complain about Madden all the time.
But he's definitely
Madden. Breaks things down pretty simply. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's great at it.
And there was some question about who was going to be that person, obviously.
How's
but
Brady
I think it's
sound?
Set
I
in stone.
I watched that game. It was not
Brady.
Good.
Really?
It was not good.
I haven't heard him.
Brady wasn't?
He sounded nervous.
Really?
Yeah. You hear it in his voice.
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, there are those guys. Like Aikman. Do you like Aikman?
Yeah, he's fine.
But he's fine, right? You think Romo's better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I think Romo's better, but I like Aikman just fine.
It was weird with Romo. It seemed like they tested him out, and then he just became like their top broadcast, part of their top broadcast team almost immediately. I think people started to like Romo quickly. But if you're talking about the legends of the non-former athletes calling the games, Al Michaels is it. And look, he doesn't have that many years left to do it, so... Let him do it.
It's not like Mike Tirico was going anywhere.
Exactly. He's doing your Olympics and all that stuff. Yeah. So maybe they would say that's partially why, because they're paying him so much money. I don't know. But just
I don't know the finances behind it. But it just made, like, listening to him last night, I was like, man, even if you're not the best, you're still great. Like, I don't understand why they had to move you.
I don't either. And he's 80 years old, probably?
It feels like, you know, when you get into the broadcasting business sometimes, just like, you know, well, let's just make a decision to make a decision.
Yeah.
Like, who brought it up? Like, who was the first person to be like, you know what we should do? Get rid of Al and bring in Mike.
At some point when the contract was up, why? Someone has to say, I'm guessing that Al isn't getting paid
as much at Amazon.
I wouldn't think.
As he was at, like, I don't think he left them to go to Amazon for big dollars.
I don't know. I could see that possibly being the case. Amazon's got a lot of money, but that wasn't my impression. My impression was that they just didn't renew his contract with NBC, so that was that. And it's bizarre because it's like, what do you have to do to keep a job around here? He is, even if you say, okay, I think he's the greatest, but even if you say he's as good as the best.
Because I think Mike Tirico's great. I really do.
He's really good.
So even if you say, even if you in your head, you're like, I don't love him. Oh my God, I like Mike Tirico better. But it's not like the difference between, you know, Howard Stern and us.
Right.
No. Like, oh, Stern's really good. That's why they hired him. Like, it's close enough. The guy's been on there forever. Just keep him.
Why let Amazon have them? You know, that's part of it, too. Just keep them. If you want to be the sports network and you want your sports brand to be prestigious, then you got to keep people like him around. Mm-hmm. Look, it's obviously still very prestigious, and as we said, they've still got great, great guys over there. Just every time I hear Al Michaels, I'm like, why is he doing this? Why is he on Thursday? But hey, you know what? Good for Amazon. Good for Amazon.
Didn't Al Michaels also say he's never eaten a vegetable?
Is that him?
Really?
I'm pretty sure Al Michaels said he's never put a vegetable in his mouth.
That sounds wrong. I know, didn't Brady say he's never had a strawberry?
No.
I think Brady said that he's freaked out by the seeds on the outside of strawberries. That's
fair. Al Michaels reveals he has never eaten a vegetable.
So he just eats meat? He's got to be 80,
right?
He eats
bread and stuff.
Yeah, but no vegetables.
No vegetables.
I found a clip of him discussing
that you have never knowingly eaten a vegetable in your life.
That is true. I was born when my parents were 18. My mother hadn't even read Dr. Spock at that point. So she just let me have the run of the course. And I always pushed the vegetables away. To this day, no. And I guess what I've proven, Chris, is that man does not need vegetables to survive.
But this is huge.
It just possible that you would like, I'm thinking of one of the more non-objectionable vegetables, a carrot.
Oh, please.
I hate carrots.
Please.
A carrot?
No, a carrot. No, that's an objectionable vegetable.
I mean, really? What? I mean, how would you know? You've never tasted it.
I look at it. I just don't even like the look of it.
Is he messing with this?
No, I think he's telling the truth.
Okay, so, well, that is impressive. If he's never had any vegetables.
You're saying, like, my parents didn't, you know, they were 18 and 19. They didn't read any books about how to parent. But they just let me eat whatever I wanted, so whenever they push the vegetable over, I push it back.
So when he gets a cheeseburger, he's like, leave all the salad off.
He's had
that,
like, meals with something, like peppers or
maybe it's cooked in. If you say never knowingly eaten a vegetable, does he mean raw vegetable? Or?
No, never knowingly eaten a vegetable.
That to me sounds like he's saying he does not allow...
He never put a vegetable in his mouth. So I think what he's saying is, like,
it could be cooked in.
Right. Yeah. Or he's had a bite of it when it was on something he didn't know was there.
Yeah.
But he's never knowingly put a spoon into something that was a vegetable and put it in his mouth. Yeah. He's never done that.
That's crazy. And he's old and seems like he's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that he's 80. Maybe he's not, but I think he is. I think he is.
He's 78, I think.
78. Okay. Well, wow. I mean, I don't love vegetables. I love certain vegetables that I think people say aren't healthy. I really like canned green beans, and there's a few things. But I eat the vegetables because I think I'm supposed to. I would prefer to have the cheeseburger with no lettuce and no tomato.
I actually like lettuce.
Or onion.
I don't love lettuce on my cheeseburger. I like lettuce, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. But it's always like the thick, like the ridgy ones?
Yes.
Yeah. It's never like it's in the picture.
Pulled the part of the iceberg off that you're not supposed to use.
Right, the part where you cracked, and I'm like,
The outside shell of it.
Yeah, right? I'm like, yeah.
But then if they use just the soft part, it gets soggy.
I do like a tomato on my hamburger.
That's what ketchup's for, though.
Yeah, but it's just something about it. I like the way it mixes with it.
Smart.
Mustard, ketchup, pickles, onion, tomato.
I could easily
put lettuce on there if they put... You know, like a regular piece of lettuce.
What if they did shredded lettuce, like on a taco?
That's okay. Yeah, I don't mind.
You'd be okay with that?
Right. It's better than that weird piece they put on there.
I'm probably too old now to cut the vegetables. My body's used to it. You can't just make that change. Al Michaels never ate them.
Like, I don't know. I haven't had a carrot.
I can eat cooked carrots, but I don't like raw carrots. That is an unobjectionable vegetable to me.
I would eat raw carrots, not cooked.
I don't like raw onion. I'll eat it cooked, but I don't like raw onion. It's too strong.
I don't think of onion as a vegetable, though.
It is, though, right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, too strong. I don't like it raw.
I mean, I do. Yeah, I guess.
But I think just about everything else I'm okay with. I don't love it. It's never my favorite thing. Like, I'm here for the Brussels sprouts. That's not how it goes. But I'm not too picky with vegetables, but I do eat them with meals because I think I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
So you make your fish.
Which kind?
I buy all kinds of different things. Sometimes we might just have broccoli and cauliflower. Sometimes we might have stir-fried vegetables.
Yeah.
So just try and mix it up a little bit. I do a lot of the, the California medley where it's corn and green beans. And when I was a kid, we didn't eat fresh vegetables really, and the frozen things didn't exist. It was all canned vegetables. Yeah. So to me, those taste much better.
Plus, it's just quicker to cook.
Well, yeah, it takes no time, and it's delicious. I know that also, I guess, people think those are a lesser vegetable, so since I live with someone, I have to, steam vegetables or whatever, but I don't like it. I try and eat them first to get it out of the way, but now that I know that Al Michaels is 80 and never knowingly eaten one, I don't think there's any reason for me to keep this charade
up. Five vegetables I just circled through that me and the three boys eat. Two boys.
Well,
I don't know where the third one came from.
Not many more.
Jesus.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All
right.
Well?
It's Friday, man. Get through this quick. Let's go.
What do you want to know? You know what? I'm looking through here. I'm like, Stock Market, you didn't want to know about that. Hasbro, I didn't want to know about that. Jimmy Carter's 100. Okay, didn't want to know about that. But the Black Nazi. I can tell you about the Black Nazi, Mark Robinson.
Yeah.
This guy's running for governor in North Carolina, and CNN says... hey, we think we found this guy online, and we think he was on some adult websites, and we think he was saying some inappropriate stuff. Mark Robinson says, don't believe this tabloid trash. That's not me. I never said that stuff, and no way am I dropping out of this race.
We are not getting out of this race. These are not my words. This is simply tabloid trash.
CNN publishing a string of incendiary comments it says it discovered on the message board of a pornographic website, Nude Africa. CNN saying Robinson declared in one post from 2010, I'm a black Nazi. Yeah. Slavery is not bad. Some people need to be slaves. But CNN reports it traced the comments back to Robinson because he used the same username across various online platforms. Robinson Defiant, even before CNN's story published, dismissing it as a smear campaign.
Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson.
I'm just going to say this, and maybe I shouldn't, but the guy's talking on a porno site. He's obviously talking about kink if he's saying, there needs to be slaves. He's not talking about that there should be actual slavery brought back, that some people need to be actual slaves.
Black Nazi.
Right, he's calling himself Black Nazi. This is porno talk, though. It's horny talk. It's not real.
It's an odd horny talk.
Yeah, but people, when they're doing BDSM stuff...
They're not themselves.
And also, who's cosplaying as a Nazi?
You're role-playing. Because you're role-playing.
Yeah, I mean,
as a Nazi?
Sure. Sometimes I'm a Nazi. I'm here to storm this place.
Pretty generous with that.
Look, it's role-playing is all I'm saying. I just don't know. And why are they digging to find this stuff on porn sites? Like, if the scandal is that he's anti-porn, and that he thinks, then I get it, right? If you're a hypocrite, you're a hypocrite.
He has said that porn is, like, bad.
But, okay.
And he said that abortion was bad, and then they found out that his wife had one.
I've seen some anti-trans stuff.
Anti-trans, and then he's talks about how much he loves watching trans porn.
Yeah,
no,
that's hypocrisy.
Not
yeah,
well, I'm saying the hypocrisy of it.
Hypocrisy,
trans porn,
the hypocrisy part of it is fine, but to say that I think this guy believes that slavery should make
a
comeback,
like,
is a bit of a stretch.
After he looks at porno,
maybe,
and he's like, "God damn it, look at me!
What am I doing?
This stuff is ruining me."
got that post.
It's ruining everybody.
There's candle wax all over the floor. And
right.
He hasn't gotten anything done that weekend he was supposed to get done. It's Sunday night now. He hasn't left the house. Look, man, I know.
I'm acting like candle a dude from TED.
You never know what's going on. Different people masturbate differently.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying
He gets angry, and on Monday he gives a speech.
Right.
We got to get rid of porno and abortions and trans people.
It's killing people.
Oh, dang right.
And he should know.
Right, and then Friday, he's like, God damn it, here I am again.
It's ruining lives.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, well, it is ruining lives. I get it. It's ruining yours. Look, all joking aside, the hypocrisy part is the part that's the story to me. Saying that he's a Nazi, to me, is not the story. Saying that he thinks slavery should come back is not the story, because I don't think those things are real. I think that's porno talk. Being a hypocrite...
Do you do that?
No, but I'm not into BDSM.
But in porno talk, do you say like...
No, I don't really talk, but I'm not into BDSM, and I know the whole point of BDSM is... Slaves and masters, right?
So, yeah.
I'm a slave, I'm a master, I'm a whatever. I don't know what the role playing is when you get in there and you say, I'm going to role play now. I'm a black Nazi, so absurd. I'm a black Nazi, so absurd. It sounds like something that would be said during sex. If he's saying, I'm in charge of this, I'm going to run this place like I'm a fascist. You heard me, I'm a black Nazi. And then you take that part out, right? You see what I'm saying? That's what I imagine is being said. Things like that.
You guys do what you got to do. I'm going to go to Cam Soda.
Dude, the Cam Soda thing. He's got to be the only customer who's still checking it out all these weeks every day.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.